الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأشكره وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. كنا أمس قد ذكرنا في آخر ما ذكرنا أن العلم علم مفقود في الخلق وعلم موجود في الخلق. If you remember among what we mentioned, among the last things we mentioned yesterday, is that there are two types of knowledge. One type that the creatures has a way to acquire it, and another type there is no way for them to acquire it. وقلنا إنكار العلم الموجود كفر كما أن إنكار العلم المفقود كما أن دعوة العلم المفقود كفر. We said that negating the existence of the knowledge that the people have a way to acquire it is blasphemy. And claiming, acquiring the knowledge that the human beings cannot acquire is blasphemy also. وذكرنا مثالا عن النوع الأول عن الأمر الأول علم العقيدة والأحكام. We mentioned as an example for the first type the knowledge of the creed and the rules revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. من أنكر هذا العلم فهو كافر. The one who denies the existence of this knowledge is a blasphemer. وذكرنا مثالا عن القسم الثاني وجبة القيامة موعد قيام الساعة. And as an example for the second matter, we mentioned the exact time of the day of judgment. When does it occur? قلنا من ادعى من البشر أنه يعرف ذلك فهو كافر. We said any person who claims that he or she knows that is a blasphemer. قبل أن نكمل أريد أن أعطي مثالين آخرين. Before continuing, I want to give two more examples. من أمثلة العلم الموجود العلم بحقائق الأشياء. Among the knowledge that exists among the human beings is the knowledge is to know the existence of the universe. فمن أنكر وجود العالم من قال العالم في الحقيقة ليس له وجود هذا تخيل فهو كافر. من قال الأشياء ليس لها حقائق ثابتة كالسفسطائية فهو كافر. Now the one who says that things do not exist really They do not have a reality like some philosophers did. Like the sophists, the one who says that is a blasphemer. وَقَدْ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِمِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَكَفَوْا وَشَفَوْا. The scholars refuted them in a very in a complete way, through several proofs. مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا يُقَالُ لَهُمْ قَوْلُكُمْ هَلْ لَهُ حَقِيقَةً أَوْ لَا فَإِنْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ لَهُ حَقِيقَةً قُلْنَا كَفَيْتُمُونَا نَتَرَدِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِنْ قَالُوا لَهُ حَقِيقَةً فَقَدْ خَرَجُوا مِنْ قَوْلِهِمْ. Among the ways to refute them, the scholars said, we tell them, you're saying, does it have a reality or not? If they say it has a reality, then they contradicted their statement. If they say it does not have a reality, then they are saying that it's like nothing. It's not a real thing. It's not true. والفرقة ومثال والمثال الآخر عن ادعاء العلم المفقود هو ادعاء علم الغيب أي كله كما ذكرنا في بعض الدروس السابقة. An example for claiming, for one to claim acquiring the knowledge that there is no way for a creature to acquire it, is for one to claim that one knows all the unforeseen. We mentioned that in a previous class. الغيب معناه ما غاب عن الحس كل ما غاب عن الحس فهو غيب. Everything that you cannot, you do not know it, you do not sense it, everything that you do not sense it now, that is called الغيب. This is what we mean by the unforeseen. When we say the unforeseen, الغيب, this is what we mean. فَمَنِ ادَّعَى أَنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ كُلَّهُ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. So the one who claims that he knows all the unforeseen is a blasphemer. الله قال وَلَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. يعني لا يعلم عدد الملائكة إلا الله. إذا كان هذا لا يوجد بين الخلائق من يعرفه فكيف بعلم كل الغيب. الله mentioned in القرآن the verse وما يعلم
حسن وما يعلم
أنتوا بتواجهوا آية إن شاء الله. ayah, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ. So in the verse, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ, Allah mentioned that no one knows the number of the angels except Allah. So if this issue is not known by anyone among the creatures, how would someone claim that anyone other than Allah knows all the unforeseen? لذلك ادعاء علم الغيب كله كفر. The one who claims that he knows all the unforeseen is a blasphemer. Any person who claims that. وادعاء ذلك للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام كفر أيضا. And the one who claims that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم knows all of that is a blasphemer. كما قلنا بعض الغلاة قالوا النبي يعلم كل ما يعلمه الله. As we said, some people who went beyond the proper limits of the religion said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام knows all what Allah knows. And this is blasphemy. حتى لو قالوا الله هو الذي أعطاه هذا العلم. Even if they say Allah is the one who gave him this knowledge, still this is blasphemy. وهو تكذيب للقرآن. It is belying القرآن. قل لا يعلم من في السماوات ولا قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله. In the 65th verse of Surah An-Naml, Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, which means, no one, whether in heavens or on earth, knows the unforeseen. All of it, that is. Only Allah knows that. قال رحمه الله هذا الكلام من هؤلاء الناس الذين قالوا الله أعطى نبيه العلم بكل شيء بكل ما يعلمه الله. كلامهم شبيه بعقيدة النصارى. The saying of these people that Allah gave the prophet the knowledge of everything, all what he knows, the statement is similar, close to the statement of Christians. أَلَيْسَ قَالَ النَّصَارَ صِفَةُ اللَّهِ حَلَّتْ فِي عِيسَى. Didn't the Christians say that the attribute of God dwell in Isa, in Jesus? This is similar to that. It is going beyond the proper boundaries of the religion. ليست هي عين كلامهم لكن يشبه. It's not the same saying, but it's similar to their saying. قال رحمه الله ونؤمن باللوح والقلم وبجميع ما فيه قد رقم. فلو اجتمع الخلق كلهم على شيء كتبه الله تعالى فيه أنه كائن ليجعلوه غير كائن لم يقدروا عليه. ولو اجتمعوا كلهم على شيء لم يكتبه الله تعالى فيه ليجعلوه كائنا لم يقدروا عليه. جف القلم بما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. وما أخطأ العبد لم يكن ليصيبه وما أصابه لم يكن ليخطئه. The author said, we believe in the lawh, tablet, and the qalam, it is the pen, and in all what is written on the tablet. So even if the whole creation agree upon precluding a thing which Allah Ta'ala has ordered, written on the tablet, that it will exist, the whole creation will not be able to preclude it. Likewise, if all creation agree to bring into existence a thing that Allah Ta'ala did not order written on the tablet, they will not be able to bring it into existence. The pen has finished writing what is to exist until the day of judgment. What has passed the slave by was not going to befall him, and what has befallen him was not going to pass him by. كل هذا يعني معنى هذا سبق أن ذكرناه. If you remember the meaning of this statement, we mentioned it. We mentioned the meaning of this statement before. Other statements that have the same meaning. إنما الطحاوي يفصل رحمة الله عليه حتى يكون الأمر شديد الوضوح بالنسبة للعقيدة. This is a matter pertaining to the creed. This is why الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy on him, repeated, emphasized things. He repeated certain meanings in different ways to emphasize this meaning because they are very important. فَمِمَّا يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. Among the obligations upon us is to believe in the guarded tablet and the pen. اللوح جرم كبير تحت العرش وقيل فوق العرش. The guarded tablet is a large body under العرش. And some scholars said above العرش. So it is either underneath it or above it. وأما القلم فالمراد به القلم الأعلى الذي خلق بعد الماء والعرش. As for the pen, القلم, what is meant here is the one that was created immediately after the water and العرش. So it was the third creation in order. بعدما خلق الله تعالى هذا القلم خلق اللوح. After Allah created the pen, Allah created the guarded tablet. ثم أمر القلم أن يجري على اللوح. Later Allah تبارك وتعالى made the pen run on the tablet. فكتب كل ما يكون إلى يوم القيامة. The pen wrote everything that happens until the day of judgment. وليس اللوح المحفوظ مكتوبا فيه كل ما يحصل في المستقبل. كل ما يحصل في المستقبل. It is not that everything that occurs in the future is written in the guarded tablet. يعني بعد يوم القيامة, which means after the day of judgment, في الآخرة, in the hereafter. لأن هذه الأشياء لا نهاية لها, because these things does not have an end. It does not come to end, to an end. It does not stop. أما ما كتب في اللوح المحفوظ فله حد. As for what was written in the guarded tablet, it has an end. It is limited. وهذا معنى قول الله تعالى وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. الإمام المبين فسر باللوح المحفوظ. والمقصود بقوله تعالى كل شيء أي إلى يوم القيامة. This is what is meant by the 12th verse of Surah Yasin. وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. Which means everything that is until the day of judgment is written in the guarded tablet. ولذلك أو مما يدل على هذا حديث الترمذي عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال اكتب قال ما أكتب قال اكتب ما كان وما يكون إلى يوم القيامة. What shows that clearly is the hadith of the Prophet narrated by At-Tirmidhi, in which it is said that Allah created first the pen, and then Allah first, meaning after the water, and after the water and al-arsh. And then Allah ordered the pen to write everything that occurs until the day of judgment. وقوله إن أول ما خلق الله القلم هذه أولية نسبية بالنسبة إلى ما بعده هو أول. And what is mentioned in the hadith أول ما خلق الله القلم, if you want to translate it literally, you might say the first thing that Allah created was the pen. What it really means that Allah created the pen before many other things. It is first in relation to what came after it, but not the first absolute creation, the first creation in absolutely, not the first creation absolutely. وهذا معروف في لغة العرب. This is something known in the Arabic language. يستعمل لفظ أول ويراد به الأولية النسبية. Sometimes the term أول, which means first, is used, meant by it the first in relation, يعني
the relative show firstness. Firstness.
It means first in relation to
relative to the other. First relative to the other.
First in relation to certain creatures, to certain events. Not absolute, the first absolutely. Like it is mentioned in the hadith, كما ذكر في الحديث عن نوح عليه السلام أنه أول رسول الله إلى أهل الأرض. As it is mentioned in the hadith about Prophet Noah, نوح, أول رسول الله إلى أهل الأرض. Which some people might mistranslate to mean that the first messenger, absolutely the first messenger that was sent, was Nuh. And for sure this is not the case, because Adam was before him. Adam and other than Adam were before him. Rather, he was first in relation to certain issues. Likewise, in this hadith, the pen was first in relation to certain issues. So whenever you want to make this clear, you use, if you talk about Nuh, you use this hadith to make it clear. And if you are talking about this, you talk about Nuh to make it well understood and clear. فكل ما كتب في اللوح المحفوظ أنه كائن نؤمن أنه يكون. Everything that is written in the guarded tablet that will happen, we believe that it will happen. وقد كتب الله فيه الصغير والكبير. The matters that are very important and those who are not important, all of them, the matters that are important and those who are not important, all of them are written in the guarded tablet. كما قال ربنا عز وجل وكل صغير وكبير مستطير مستطر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر as it is mentioned in the 53rd verse of Surah Al-Qamar وكل صغير وكبير مستطر which means every matter, whether important or not important, is written in the guarded tablet. So if all the creation agree together to try to do something which Allah wrote in the guarded tablet that it is not going to happen, they are not going to be successful in that. And if they come all together to prevent the happening of something that Allah wrote in the guarded tablet that it is going to happen, they are not going to be successful in that. فَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَ الْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُمْ ليمنع حصول شيء كتب الله في اللوح المحفوظ حصوله لا يفلحون لا يستطيعون منع حصوله ولو اجتمعوا كلهم ليفعلوا أمرا كتب الله تعالى في اللوح المحفوظ أنه لا يحصل لا يستطيعون رفع القلم وجفت الصحف كما جاء في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The pen is lifted and what was written dried, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith, in his hadith. وهناك أقلام أخرى غير هذا القلم الأعلى تستنسخ بها الملائكة. There are other pens used by the angels to copy things from the guarded tablet. لكن المراد في كلام الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه القلم الأعلى. But what is meant in what At-Tahawi said is the highest pen, the one that was created after Al-Arsh, immediately after Al-Arsh. قال المؤلف رحمة الله عليه وعلى العبد أن يعلم أن الله قد سبق علمه بكل كائن من خلقه فقدر ذلك تقديرا محكما مبرما ليس له ناقض ولا معقب ولا مزيل ولا مغير ولا محول ولا ناقص ولا زائد من خلقه في سماواته وأرضه. The author said, the slave must know that eternally Allah knew about every one of His creation prior to their existence. So He destined that is which He knew, firmly and irreversibly. No one among His creation in His heavens and earth can contradict, postpone, annihilate, change, transform, decrease or increase any of it. شرح ذلك أن ما علم الله أنه يكون شاء أن يكون. The explanation of that is whatever Allah knew that it will happen, Allah willed for it to happen. وَهَذَا كَمَالٌ فِي حَقِّ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. And this is perfection attributed to Allah. Saying that is attributing perfection to Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن مخالفة ذلك فيه نسبة النقص إلى الله عز وجل. Because saying otherwise against this statement, anything that goes against this statement means attributing imperfection to Allah تبارك وتعالى. كما قال المعتزلة, like the معتزلة said, المعتزلة قالوا شاء ما لا يكون وكان ما لم يشاء. The معتزلة said, Allah willed what does not happen, and things that Allah did not will for them to happen, happened. وَهَذَا نِسْبَةُ نَقْصٍ إِلَى اللَّهِ ذَمْ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And this is despising Allah تبارك وتعالى, attributing imperfection to Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن لأنهم قالوا الله ما شاء وقوع المعاصي الشر, لكن الشر وقع في هذا العالم غصبا عن مشيئة الله. Because the Mu'tazila said Allah did not will for evil to occur, but evil existed despite the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. وقالوا الله شاء الخير لكل العباد, لكن ما حصل هذا. And they said Allah willed for everyone to be obedient, but this did not happen. فجعلوا الله مغلوبا. So according to their statement, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not in control, is not subjugating what He owns. Subhanahu. So according to their claim, Allah is weak. حتى إنهم قالوا الأعمال الاختيارية التي يعملها الإنسان الله غير قادر عليها. Even they said the deeds that the person does intentionally, Allah Ta'ala does not have the power to create them. وليس فقط هذا, not just that. قالوا البهائم أعمالها الاختيارية هي تخلقها والله ليس قادرا على خلقها فجعلوا الله أعجز من بهيمة. Not just that, they said the intentional actions done by the animals, Allah does not have the power to create them. They said the animals have the power to create them and Allah does not have the power to create them. So they claimed that Allah is weaker than the animals. فهؤلاء لا يجوز الشك في كفرهم. These people, it is not permissible for one to doubt about the judgment that they are blasphemers. ولذلك حكم بكفرهم الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه. That's why الإمام أبو حنيفة judged them as non-Muslims. قال رضي الله عنه مقالة شديدة النفع, قال الكلام بيننا وبين القدرية في حرفين. He said we only mention two matters. We need to mention two matters to defeat these people, to prove that they are wrong. Qadariya, those who deny al-Qadr, who claim that Allah did not will for the evil to happen. قال نقول لهم هل علم الله ما يحصل من العباد قبل أن يفعلوا. He said, we ask them, does Allah know what the creatures will do before they do it? فإن قالوا لا كفروا لأنهم جهلوا ربهم. If they say no, they are judged as blasphemers because they are attributing ignorance to Allah. إن قالوا نعم, if they say yes, نقول هل أراد الله خلاف ما علم حصوله. If they say yes, we ask them, did Allah will for other than what He knew it will happen to happen? Did Allah will for other than what He knew to happen? With other than what He knew it will happen to happen? إذا قالوا نعم كفروا لأنهم قالوا شاء أن يكون جاهلا. He continued to say, if they say yes, then they are judged as blasphemers because really they are saying Allah willed for Himself to be ignorant. وَإِنْ قَالُوا لَا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ قَوْلِنَا. If they say no, then this is what we say. They agree with us. You can copy it from someone else. ولذلك علماء وما وراء النهم وراء النهم من الحنفية لم يتوقفوا في تكفير المعتزلة، ما ترددوا ولا سكتوا عن ذلك. This is why the scholars, all the Hanafis in the area called what is beyond the river. This is something famous in the old days. A big area, very big area. Never hesitated or stopped from claiming, from voicing out that the Mu'tazila are not Muslims. مثلا نجم الدين منكوبرس شارح الطحاوية منهم يقول، الذي يقول بمقالة المعتزلة كافر ليس مسلما ولو صلى. For example, نجم الدين منكوبرس, a famous Hanafi scholar, who explained this text al-Tahawiyyah, said al-Mu'tazila are blasphemers even if they pray. قال وكذلك من اعتقد أن الله جسم لأنه ما عرف ربه. He said likewise the one who believes that Allah is a body because really he does not have the proper creed about Allah تبارك وتعالى. He does not have the proper belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا ذَكَرْنَا عُلَمَاءَ مَا وَرَاءِ النَّهْرِ لِأَنَّ هُنَاكَ كَانَ عُلَمَاءَ فَطَاحِلٍ مِنَ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ. Why did they mention, يعني الذي ذكر هذه المسألة أصلا محمد مرتضى الزبيدي. وَإِنَّمَا خَصَّ عُلَمَاءَ مَا وَرَاءَ النَّهْرِ بِالذِّكْرِ لأنه كان هناك علماء فطاحل من الحنفية، كأنه يقول فطاحل علماء الحنفية ما توقفوا في تكفير المعتزلة. And we specified that area because there existed very big scholars among the Hanafi scholars. So as if one is saying, the big scholars of the Hanafis never stopped from voicing out that the Mu'tazila are blasphemers, etc. Sayhun. This is, I don't know how they call it in English. It's called Sayhun. So يعني that area includes Turkestan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and other areas. Even when they use it, usually in reference to the scholars of ulama ma wara' an-nahm, they mean what is larger of that area even. Al-Maturidi kan min hunak. Al-Bukhari min hunak, Muslim min hunak. Nahiyat ulama fatahil. Al-Bukhari was from that area, Muslim was from that area, Al-Maturidi himself was from that area. Tirmizi was from that area. It is an area that was full with scholars. That's why we are mentioning it. It's not that the top Hanafi scholars have difference about this issue. فالعجب بعد ذلك ممن ينتسب إلى مذهب الإمام ولا يكفر المعتزلة ويقول الراجح عدم تكفيرهم. After that, it would be very strange How would a person claim to be Hanafi and not judging the Mu'tazila as blasphemers after Al-Imam Abu Hanifa himself judged them to be blasphemers? Al-Imam Al-Maturidi himself said that they are blasphemers, and the top scholars of the Hanafi school said they are blasphemers. It's strange. نعم فوزي نجم الدين منكوبرس. He is a famous Hanafi scholar from that area also. He is famous with his explanation of al-Tahawiyya. He explained this book. No. No, not specifically. No, not Persians. No. Some of them, they are Turkish, and others are from other other races. It's not one race. Some speak Persians. Some speak other languages. Most of them, they speak languages that are very close to the Turkish language. If you speak Turkish, you can understand from 60% to 80% of what they say, if not all of what they say. قال رحمه الله وذلك من عقد الإيمان وأصول المعرفة والاعتراف بتوحيد الله تعالى وربوبيته. This is among the obligations of faith and the fundamentals of knowing Allah and professing His oneness and His lordship. هذا زيادة بيان لما قبل. This is an extra clarification to what was said before. قال رحمه الله كما قال تعالى في كتابه وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا وقال تعالى وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. The author said, as Allah Ta'ala said in His book, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. It means Allah created and certainly destined everything. And as Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا, which means the creations of Allah are certainly by His destiny. هذا زيادة بيان لما ذكر قبل. This is more explanation of what was mentioned before. الله خلق كل شيء, قدر كل شيء بتقديره الأزلي, وكونه خلقه بتخليقه الأزلي. قال ربنا عز وجل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. والمراد بأمر الله هنا المفعول المخلوق الذي وجد بتقدير الله عز وجل. As we mentioned before, Allah تبارك وتعالى decreed everything, every creation with His eternal destiny, and He created the creations with His eternal creating, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said in the 38th verse of Surah Al-Ahzab, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا, which means Allah created everything with His eternal destining. With His eternal, Allah destined every creation and created it. وفي ذلك بيان أنه لا خالق لشيء من العالم سوى الله. This proves that no one creates anything except Allah تبارك وتعالى. سواء في ذلك الأجسام والجواهر والأعراض. Whether it is a body, the smallest particle, or an attribute of the body. سَوَاءٌ فِي ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُ. Whether it is good or bad. الطَّاعَ وَالْمَعْصِيَ. Obedience and disobedience. الْحُسْنُ وَالْقُبْحُ. What's good and what's bad? I already mentioned that, didn't I? بخلاف ما قال المعتزلة كما بينا. And this is against what the Mu'tazila said, as we already clarified. والعجيب أنه بعد هذا تجد بعض من ينتسب إلى أهل السنة يمدح مثل الزمخشري. And it is astonishing, after all what the Mu'tazila said, that you would find people who claim to be among أهل السنة, and despite that they praise a person like الزمخشري. الزمخشري كان ينسب نفسه إلى علم اللغة والنحو. الزمخشري used to claim to be a scholar of Arabic language and Arabic grammar. وليس هو بالعالم الكبير في هذا المجال. And he was not a big scholar with vast knowledge in this area. ابن مالك رحمة الله عليه يقول الزمخشري نحوي صغير. ابن مالك, the famous author, the famous scholar of Arabic grammar, not just Arabic grammar, language, recitations of Al-Quran and other issues. He was a great scholar. He said Zamakhshari was a little grammarian. هذا الزمخشري كان يفتخر بأنه معتزلي. He used to take pride in being among المعتزلة. وكان يقول عن أهل السنة إنهم حمير مؤكفة. He used to describe أهل السنة to be donkeys with saddles. This is how he used to talk about أهل السنة. And despite that, you would find some people who claim to be among أهل السنة and praise him. There is no need for that. وبعضهم يقول قال الزمخشري يستشهد بكلامه. Some of them take his words as proofs on the level of, يعني as not proofs, uh, That is, they take them in consideration on the level of the Arabic grammar, which is not wise. الزمخشري كان يتلاعب يستخدم علم علوم اللغة ليحرف تفسير القرآن حتى يدخل عقيدة الاعتزال في ذلك. He used the Arabic grammar and the Arabic rules, the rules of the language, to pervert the meanings of the verses of Al-Quran, trying to interpret them in a way that complies with the creed of Al-Mu'tazila. أحياناً ما يفعله كان واضحاً وأحياناً ما فعله في ذلك كان دقيقاً بحيث لا يفطن إليه إلا العالم القوي في العلم. What he did was sometimes obvious, and sometimes it was so, how do I say it? It was so delicate in a way only a big scholar would notice. What did he want to say by this, and why did he say this here, and why did he mention this? Where did he want to lead the people? واحد من فطاحل علماء أهل السنة قال استخرجت من كتابه رد عليه عمل ردا على تفسيره للقرآن الكشاف قال استخرجت الاعتزال منه بالمناقيش. One of the scholars of أهل السنة who refuted him, he authored a book to refute, to show the ill sayings of Az-Zamakhshari in his interpretation of Al-Quran, because he authored an interpretation of Al-Quran called Al-Kashaf. Nowadays, you would find many people referring to this book out of ignorance. One among the scholars, he authored a whole book, 3 volumes, to extract the areas in which Az-Zamakhshari perverted the language and the meanings of the verses of Al-Quran. And he said, I extracted his sayings to support Al-Mu'tazila by
tweezers.
He said, I picked that out from his book with tweezers. That is, it was very delicate. This is how sneaky he was. So one shouldn't rely on his book called Al-Kashaf. قال رحمه الله. This is what happens. The one who does not acquire the knowledge through the proper way, he gets lost. He gets lost. The one who does not acquire the knowledge through the proper way, he gets lost. Subhanallah. May Allah reward Sheikh Abdullah greatly for what he benefited us and the Muslims. قال رحمه الله: فويل لمن صار لله تعالى في القدر خصيما، وأحضر للنظر فيه قلبا سقيما، لقد التمس بوهمه في فحص الغيب سرا كتيما، وعاد بما قال فيه أفاكا أثيما. The author said, woe to the one who becomes a disputer of Allah's destiny, and who summons a corrupt heart to consider it. For he, by investigating the world of the unforeseen with his delusion, has sought a concealed secret and has become, by what he said about it, a sinful liar. والمقصود بهذا الكلام ذم من أنكر القدر. What is meant by this statement is to dispraise and to show the bad situation of those who denied destiny. Who said not everything that occurs in this universe occurs with the destiny of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وقد سماه أبو جعفر في هذه في كلماته هذه خصيما لله. أبو جعفر الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy on him, named such person a disputer of Allah's destiny. لأن الذي يعتقد هذه العقيدة صار عدوا لله, because the one who believes in this belief becomes an enemy of Allah تعالى, لأنه صار مثل السنوية, because he becomes like those who believe in the existence of two gods. لأنه اعتقد بوجود شريك لله تعالى في التخليق والتكوين. Because he believes by this that Allah has a partner in creating. على زعمه ليس كل شيء بتخليق الله. According to him, not everything exists with the creating of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وسماه أبو جعفر رحمه الله سقيم القلب, لأنه شك, لأنه ارتاب فيما ثبت بالقطع واليقين, وأراد الوصول إلى سر القدر الذي حجب الله عن العباد طريق الوصول إليه. ليس للعباد طريق للوصول إليه. أبو جعفر, may Allah have mercy on him, named such a person with a sick heart, because he is doubting about what was proved by the confirmed, cut clear proofs of the religion. And because he sought to get to the secret of destiny, which there is no way for the creatures to reach it. قال رحمه الله: والعرش والكرسي حق. نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. نعم. لا يوجد إلا ما كتب في اللوح المحفوظ أنه يوجد. فإذا كتب أنه يوجد كذا وكذا، ما لم يكتب أنه يوجد معناه لا يوجد. وقد يكتب في اللوح المحفوظ أن فلانا يحاول كذا فلا يحصل كمان، حسب على حسب ما يكتب في اللوح المحفوظ. ليش أنكر؟ لماذا أنكر القدري أن الله شاء حصول كل شيء؟ كل شيء، لأنه زعم أن وصف الله بأنه شاء لكل ما يحصل هو ظلم، وصفه بالظلم، فقاس الأمور بشو؟ بقياسه الفاسد، وزعم أن هذا الذي هو تقدير الله لكل شيء أنه ظلم، فأراد أن يتوصل بهذا، فكر في هذا للتوصل إلى سر القدر. تفضل عامر. امبارح حكينا والكلام كان صحيح يعني، بس عن أي شيء عامر ذكرني؟ عرفته بس ما شو اللي بدنا نوضحه، بننسيت شو الموضوع. بلا حساب معناه لا يشدد عليهم الحساب، وإلا السؤال كل إنسان يسأل، هذا كل إنسان يسأل، لكن بعض الناس يسألون لإظهار سوء ما فعلوا، وبعض الناس يسألون لإظهار فضلهم. لإظهار فضلهم. When we said that 70,000 people will enter paradise without being that have a specific special merit, among what they have, what happens for them is that they are not discussed about what they did in this dunya. They are asked, what did they do? To show the people gathered on the Day of Judgment their merit, the good things that they did, but they are not the questioning would not be tightened on them. They would be asked to show the people their high level. The high status. نعم، أي نبي. أنبياء لا شك، الأنبياء لا شك أنهم، ما في شك. الأنبياء لا شك، هؤلاء 70,000 من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. شو السؤال نبيل؟ هكذا. صحيح. Like the prophets, they would be asked, so they answer, and their merits be more apparent. No.
How much were they influenced by the Greeks?
A lot. I don't know how much did this influence them because when these books were translated, take in consideration that at the time when they said philosophy, it did not refer only to the topics related to the belief. At the time when they talked about philosophy, this included chemistry, physics, mathematics, and other issues. That's why out of the interest of these rulers in these areas of sciences, they asked some translators to translate what some Greek philosophers wrote. But with that, the Greek philosophy penetrated and the Mu'tazila were affected by it. For sure they were affected by it. Mu'tazila and others than the Mu'tazila were affected by it. Like Ibn Sina, Ibn Rushd, Al-Farabi, and others who claimed to be Muslims while truly they had blasphemous beliefs. Now, الفلاسفة لا بعضهم يقول يعبر بالفلاسفة الإسلاميين يعني الذين ينسبون أنفسهم إلى الإسلام ليس بالفلاسفة المسلمين لا يقال الفلاسفة الإسلاميون لأنه لا يوجد إيهام في هذا إذا قلت الفلاسفة الإسلاميون لأنك قلت قبل الفلاسفة فلا يوجد إيهام لا أحد يتوهم أنك تحكم عليهم بالإسلام إذا قلت الإسلاميون فتقال هذه العبارة يقال الفلاسفة الإسلاميون معناه الذين هم نسبوا أنفسهم إلى الإسلام ولا يقال الفلاسفة المسلمون عنهم لأنهم ما كانوا مسلمين ما عم بسمع يا جلال فلاسفة لهم أصول يتمسكون بها أصول كفرية يتمسكون بها تفضل عبد الرحمن There are two people called Ibn Rushd, the grandson and the grandfather. The grandfather was a respected Maliki scholar, but the grandson was a philosopher. Yes, you're right. Like Ibn Taymiyyah, there is the grandfather and the grandson. The grandfather was a respected Hanbali scholar. The grandson was a blasphemer. No, I did not translate. No. This is an Arabic term used in Arabic. So, تفضل. I did not say Islamic philosophers. In Arabic, you can call them falasifa Islamiyun. This means that they pretend and they claim to be Muslims. In English, if you say Islamic philosophers, I don't know what this means. Okay, so it doesn't give the same meaning. That's why I did not translate, Ali. Can you raise your voice a little bit, please? I never mentioned As-Sakuni. As-Sakuni is one of those who refuted Az-Zamakhshari, yes. Abu Ali As-Sakuni, rahmatullah alayhi. We'll get back to this, inshallah. تفضل. بلش يظهر في واحد بالأردن نعم من جديد. المعتزلة at one point of time they vanished. You would not find a person who calls himself Mu'tazili and who follows all the principles that define a Mu'tazili. But now, recently, a few years ago, a person appeared in Jordan and he calls himself Al-Mu'tazili. Yeah, he calls himself Al-Mu'tazili. So as if, I think he's trying to revive those sayings. مَبَسْ وَبَعْضُ الْفِرَقِ الْأُخْرَى عِنْدَهَا أَشْيَاءَ مِنْ عَقَائِدِ الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ. And some other factions that deviated from Ahl-Sunnah, they have some issues from the beliefs of the Mu'tazila. They were inflicted by this, influenced by the Mu'tazila. هذه عبارة يستعملها العرب أن هذا كتب وانتهى تمت الكتابة خلاص ما كتب في اللوح المحفوظ قد كتب انتهت كتابة القلم هذا ما يريدونه. أنا ما بعرف نعم يا مسألة فيه. إلا أنه كبير غير هذا لا أعرف. بدك تسأل حدا غيري. فلاسفة إطلاق لفظ الإسلاميين على الفلاسفة لا يورث إهاما. أما الوهابية الإسلاميون أليس يورث إهاما؟ أليس يوهم أنهم مسلمون؟ قد يوهم بعض الناس. أما الفلاسفة الإسلاميون لا يورث إهاما. بس ما أنا من يعني بدك تسأل غيري يا أبو سامي. نسيت بجيب لك اسمه إن شاء الله. هذه أولية نسبية تماما. مستطر ميم سين تاء طاء را. مستطر يعني مكتوب. ايش منكوبرس ميم نون كاف واو با را سين منكوبرس. Allah made it easy for
clear, sure. No order.
يهدي الله said يهدي به كثيرا ويضل به كثيرا. Which means If someone wants to say, to translate it literally, he would say, Allah guides a lot of people by Al-Quran, and a lot of people get misguided by Al-Quran. What it means, the verse means, that a lot of people, because they misinterpret the verses of Al-Quran, they become misguided. So, no, it is not mentioned in Al-Quran that everyone can understand all the verses of Al-Quran easily, and no one, this is not mentioned. I think the verse that this person is referring to is the verse, لَقَدْ يَسَّوْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, which does not mean at all what this person thought. This verse means that Allah made Al-Quran easy to be memorized. This is what it means. So, لِلذِّكْرِ, ذِكْر, means it's a word that in base have the meaning of memory. So in Arabic memory you say ذاكرة, to memorize, I remembered something, you say تذكرت. So لقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر means Allah made it easy for the people to memorize it. And this is a fact. If you check among the Muslims, you would find many, many people even nowadays who memorize Al-Quran by heart. And you do not find even one person who memorizes, for example, the Torah or the like by heart. It's made easy. This is what it means, not what they thought. Wafiq. I didn't hear all what you said. Can you repeat, please? Uh-huh. Originally, Al-Kaaba was built at the time of Prophet Adam. And what is mentioned in Al-Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam rebuilt it relying on the foundations that still existed at his time. So the first it was built at the time of Adam, likewise the Aqsa Mosque. It is mentioned in the hadith that 40 years after Al-Kaaba was built, the Aqsa Mosque was built. Now later, both of them, they were destroyed at one point of time and then renewed and so on up till nowadays. وفيكم تفضل أبو ياسر. إيه حنحكي فيها إن شاء الله بعد ما تفضل. What do they say? They claim that they are praising the Prophet by that. So they claim that the devils were created from his light. And the rats, and the apes, and the serpents, and I don't want to mention other things. And it doesn't have. And the human beings. What does this mean? Subhanallah. This is very clearly against what is mentioned in the religion. Very clearly. Very clearly. Show your hands. Tfaddal. I don't know that Adam himself built it, because the angels might be the ones who built it during his time. I don't say that. If the Prophet said it, then I would say it. If he did not say it, then I would not say it. Yes. وفيك وإليك. Can you repeat what you said? No, the philosophers, they are, old ones, there are ancient ones, and some who live nowadays, and some who lived in between. All of these are philosophers. Yeah, all of them. There are certain matters that they agree upon them, or at least most of them agree upon them. These are matters that define a philosopher. Naam, tafaddali. Ya Haja. بالمرة ما عم يوصل صوت الحاجة. ما شاف تتعلي أنت صوتك. حدا بيوصلنا السؤال. تفضلي. بي. لا يتغير. ليس ما في اللوح المحفوظ. في ملائكة يكتبون ينقلون من اللوح المحفوظ. صحيح. شو اللي بده يتغير حاجة؟ يكتبون مثلا إن لم يدعو فلان يحصل كذا، وإن دعا لا يحصل كذا، إذا فلان دعا يمحى من صحفهم الأمر الآخر. ما في شيء بيتغير باللوح المحفوظ. وضحت؟ وفيك. طيب بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.